This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
There they go.
Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
Taryn, were you doing like the lassoing the horse stance?
I have no idea.
Well, I turn around. I'm like, wait, where are we? Yeah.
I really like that she just like went behind you guys. So it's not even for you guys anymore. It's
no.
Just so much more room for activities back there. So much
full on dance floor behind me. We need a mirror ball to come down.
Yes. I love it.
Well, lasers? That would be pretty cool. If that happened, then I would probably start dancing too. If we had like disco ball and glow sticks.
And like DJ Marshmallow comes out from the ground.
Then we'd all have to. Let's get to Kendall. Hell yeah. Let's get to Kendall from Kirkland. Kendall, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kendall has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many quarters make up $5?
20.
Correct. What was the real first name of Walt Disney?
Oh, pass.
What science guy is in the news for earning a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yes. How many planets are named after a Greek or Roman god or goddess?
7.
Correct. What band has the songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
Oh my gosh. System of the Down.
Yes. Red, sweet, and pearl are all types of what vegetable?
Onion.
Yes. Amy Poehler does the voice of Joy in what movie?
Say that again?
Amy Poehler does the voice of Joy in what movie?
Oh God, pass.
What is the capital of Wyoming?
Fort Collins?
No.
Cheyenne?
Yes. What war began in 1990?
Desert Storm.
Correct. The word arigato means what in English?
Oh, arigato? Japanese. Hello?
No. Close, kind of.
I don't know. I don't speak Japanese.
You still got 7 correct, Kendall.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
good score.
Okay, I think it's going to be close. But I'm going to be on Kendall's side.
I'm going with Kendall. I'm on Team Kendall for sure.
Danny, what about you?
Got to go with my boy Steve.
Let's go.
There he is.
Wow. He won't even dance with you. He won't even dance with you, Danny.
You know what? He does other things with me, okay?
But like, in all dances I'm at, I just lock eyes and watch him dance. Never been one to dance. I just sit in the corner and watch people. That's under weird. So never mind.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
That was maybe the saddest thing I've ever said.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Right. It's so accurate. My high school life in a nutshell right there.
Oh, that's so creepy. How many quarters make up $5?
I believe the answer is go after yourself, Sarah. How many? 20.
Correct. What was the real first name of Walt Disney?
Walter?
Yes. What science guy is in the news for earning a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Really nailed in that question. Bill Nye.
Kendall passed, okay?
What?
Correct, yeah. How many planets are named after a Greek or Roman god or goddess?
I'm going to go with 3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No. Eh. What band has the songs Toxicity and Chop Suey?
System of a Down.
You know it. Red, sweet, and pearl are all types of what vegetable?
Apples.
No. A vegetable, dude.
Vegetable. Onion.
There we go. Amy Poehler does the voice of Joy in what movie?
Is that Inside Out?
It is. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Denver.
No.
Wyoming City?
No.
Cheyenne?
Yes. What war began in 1990?
Desert Storm.
You know it. The word arigato means what in English?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And yes, that's correct. Wow, Steve, somehow you got 9 correct.
Told you. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome. Which is a win, 9-7. I'm sorry, Kendall.
It's all right. Last time I dropped a deuce, so, you know, I made a good run at it.
You very much improved.
She's making moves.
Oh, good work. See, Danny, you and I were cool. The other two, suckers and losers.
Oh, you're the sucker. You're the loser.
Yeah.
Aw.
Okay.
That makes me feel sad. I'm glad you knew Walter. It was kind of a trick sort of ish question, but she passed on it. I think she just overthought it. And
at least guess Walter.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting so angry.
And how many planets are named after Greek or Roman goddesses? She got this correct. It's 7.
Oh.
I believe all of them except Earth. Yep.
Nice.
Well, congratulations. That was
still kind of
really
weird
good.
Of us to not have the same.
I know.
Follow the same.
We're trying
trend.
To be special.
Can I ask a question of you, Steve?
Yes.
Did you know arigato because of the Styx song?
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto.
That's why I know what that means.
The Daily Migs Show.
The latest talk on social media is saying that Gen Z has officially killed ankle socks for us.
Oh. No!
Dude, I honestly have experienced that where somebody was just like, nice ankle socks. When I had a buddy who's a younger dude, and I was like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, no, now you have... And they were wearing like the higher socks, and I thought they looked goofy.
Oh, apparently that's back. On TikTok, one user says you can go to the gym and you'll see a ton of millennials wearing ankle socks, but none of them are under 30.
I feel like we just are, it's just like this constant like circle of fashion. You know what I mean? Like at some point, whatever is not popular at some point will become popular again. I think to just kind of spite the generation before you. I look at like Champion gear right now. It's kind of a little overpriced. I remember when I was growing up, Champion gear was like, that was like low budget sweaters. And now all of a sudden you go to Nordstrom and you could get a Champion sweatshirt. I mean, you still get low budget ones, but for the most part, a lot of them are like $80 over like a, of course it's at Nordstrom, that's why, but it's still crazy to me. I'm like, this was the stuff that you got because you couldn't afford Nike.
Oh yeah.
What are considered ankle socks?
Socks that don't come above your ankle, really, or like they rest on your ankle.
So, like the ones I'm wearing.
Show me your socks. Yeah, that's an ankle sock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it goes below the ankle and it's just there just to basically cover your foot.
So what's cool now, like crew socks?
Yeah, crew socks.
Like grandpa socks.
I don't like those.
I mean, I don't like those either. I'm an ankle sock girl, and I buy them at Costco because I'm also into Costco.
Shout out to Costco with the, I don't know what the brand is, but
Pumas.
The Puma underwear.
Oh, Puma underwear. See, I like the Puma socks for sure.
What is happening?
There's a whole thread online that is making us feel old. Subtle moments in life where we think, oh, wait, Lord.
Is there a context, though, with the sock thing? I'm a little confused. Because, like, if I'm wearing pants, is it... I feel like that's the only time I would rock, like, the crew socks. But if I'm wearing shorts, of course I'm going to go ankle socks.
Yeah.
Do you want a sock tan line?
Not me.
No.
But
these kids, they're crazy with their ankle tan lines.
But yeah, no, I see it at the gym all the time. And they're young people. And they're wearing shorts and they're wearing the crew socks. That's just the look.
I think it's just to take a shot at the generations before them.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Right. Hey,
Gen Z are a bunch of fashion bulliers. They really are. Some other things that make us think, you know, hey, I'm old now. You catch yourself saying that something was badass. Now you use that. I use that word every day.
Steve does, too. Like,
do I?
Multiple times in the morning. That's badass.
No, I don't.
You say it without even realizing
Dude,
it.
Dude, that's so badass that I do that. Is that like a crutch thing for me?
I don't know if it's a crutch, but it's like I notice you say it a lot. Like,
crutch words are badass.
Especially like when we see like targeted ads or something. You're like, that's badass.
No, I don't.
It must be a crutch word if you don't know you do it.
It's fine. I'm wearing crew socks, so I'm okay. I'm still cool. I'm still so young hip. And hip, fellow kids. You ankle sock wearing losers.
This one I feel very seen about. Get excited about buying a steam mop. I have a Shark and I love it. I used it last night. I love a steam mop.
My wife had a shutdown. I was watching an infomercial about a vacuum that could clean like your car, like a little mini vacuum. And I'm like, babe, could you grab my wallet? And she's like, why? I'm like, I want to buy this. And she's like, no. Why do you need this? I'm like, because it looks awesome. And then she just looked at me and goes, you have become your father. Because my dad is the king of buying the steam mops, the this, the that. The minute he sees an infomercial for it, if they make it look somewhat fun and cool, he orders it and never gets it out of the box.
Oh, my God.
So when I went and visited him, my wife thought it was hilarious. His little, like, his lazy boy chair, you know, he's got his own chair. It's got boxes of these random as seen on TV infomercial purchases that he has yet opened. And it's just the funniest thing because I'm just like, man, this just looks like a section of Bed Bath & Beyond when that place was still around. You know, they had the as seen on TV section.
Yes.
That's my dad.
This one also kind of hits me. You have no idea who most of the celebrities mentioned on social media are. Definitely on Instagram, I feel this, where I click on someone and they have like 17 million followers and I've never heard the name.
I felt this pretty bad when the new Seahawks, the draft picks, and they did a thing with like the rookies, and they asked them, hey, what celebrity's phone number do you have? Like, who's the most popular celebrity that you have in your phone? And it was our number one pick. What the hell is his name again?
Byron.
Byron Murphy? Yeah. And he said some rapper's name, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm seeing all these comments about, oh, it's so cool that he knows this dude. That's so awesome, blah, blah, blah. And I finally, like, Googled whoever this dude was. And he's got, like, millions upon millions of followers. And I've never, I couldn't even pronounce his name, let alone know what song he sang.
We're aging gracefully.
I still got crew socks. I'm still young and hip. I don't care.
Badass.
You guys are losers. Badass. I'm badass.
The Daily Migs Show.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Quest Diagnostics has reported a 633% rise in swapped tests in 2023. They're saying more and more workers are trying to cheat on drug tests.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had a job where you needed to do a drug test?
I had a job where I had to do an initial drug test, but I was not repeatedly tested.
I've only had a drug test once, and it was to work here. They wanted to make sure I was doing drugs. And I passed, thankfully. No.
Last year, 5.5 million drug screens collected from the American workforce had 31,000 showing signs of being tampered with. So, of course, we had to talk to the Rockaholics about this because we've got a lot of experts.
Yeah, I've never had to take a drug test. Never. And I never have helped anyone with, like, I've heard stories of people, like, you know, peeing for other people. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in Vegas, the last time I went to Vegas, I did see signs around the city that were just saying, we'll buy clean pee for $100 and clean pee, no hard drug usage. And I almost wanted to call the number just to see what was going on. But I was like, what am I going to do? What kind of conversation am I going to have? But we have a whole phone line full of Rockaholics who have partook, I guess, or in either swapping or being the person who's helping somebody pass their drug test.
206-803-ROCK. Christy in Seattle, what was your method for passing a drug test?
Hi, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a couple of years ago, I was into smoking a lot of pot, and I had a couple of drug tests come up. And so prior, I went through a sober time, and so I saved my pee. I froze it.
What?
And when it came time, I unthawed it, and I had figured out, I went to the container store. I found the correct size container I needed, and because I'm a female, I'm able to shove it up me, which,
okay,
as you know, because on the test they have a thermometer on there to make sure it's at the right temperature, so that way it stayed at body temperature, and that was it. I went in and I pulled it out,
okay,
and then did my thing, and it passed. I passed.
Here's my question. To go back, when you were freezing it, were you keeping it, like, next to, like, the little personal pizzas in your freezer? Like, did anybody say, what the hell is going on here?
Luckily, we had, you know, the garage freezer. So
the deep freezer.
I bagged it up so then no one could tell. And just in case it broke or anything, I had it in, like, a little plastic bag. But it didn't. It was all fine.
No, that's not a beer. Don't get that one.
Yeah, stay away from that. That's not frozen beer. I do love the foresight. She's like, I'm sober right now, but I will plan on smoking weed again, so I might as well just start storing my pee.
I like that. Sober her is taking care of not sober her.
It's a very solid point.
Joey in Linwood, you crafted something. Tell us about it.
So I got in trouble with the state of Washington for doing drugs and crimes of drugs, and after you get out, you got to go pee in front of them, so... At the time, people were using Wizinators. I don't know if you guys ever heard of those.
Yes.
But people were using those, and they were getting away with it. But I was too poor because I was spending all my money on drugs. So I kind of, like, decided to make my own, and I made it out of fish, like, tubing that you use in a fish tank and a little bag. And you do got to keep it warm, like Christy said. So, like, I warmed up this bag and taped it to my side and then super glued this freaking hose under my junk and, like, got in my pubes and everything. Gosh. And the worst part about it, though, was when I went there to try and use my little device, I got caught, and they were like, what is that? And they ripped it right off of my the hair and everything, dude. It was bad. And then I went to jail, of course.
That might be the rock bottom moment for you, huh, Joey?
Yeah, man, but I had to do it.
Thanks, Joey. Oh my gosh.
We're just talking with Wes.
Wes from Mount Vernon. What was your involvement in passing drug tests?
So my sophomore year of college in the dorms, my roommate came home from a job interview and said he needed some clean pee. And I didn't smoke weed at the time. So I was like, yeah, of course, man. Why not? But first, I need a container. So he, of course, the smart man he is, goes and grabs his Adderall container, dumps all the Adderall out into just like a sandwich bag, and then gives me that. I'm like, okay, weird choice, but sure. So I give him the clean pee, and then he takes it, goes to his drug test, and he doesn't hear back for a while. And eventually he calls, and they're like, well, we don't know how to say this, but you have, like, really high levels of amphetamines in your urine.
Oh!
Because all of the dust from the pills was still in the bottle.
Oh my gosh, what an idiot. He didn't clean that out.
No, but he was like, oh, it's fine. I have a prescription for Adderall. And they're like, oh, okay, no worries. It's fine. And gave him the job anyways.
Ah, happy ending after all.
So Wes is a good friend.
The Daily Migs Show.
Scott Weiland's son, Noah, released a song called Time Will Tell, and it has his dad's unreleased vocals on it.
Okay.
He did not apparently want this song out. Noah Weiland did not want it out yet, but someone had attempted to blackmail him by threatening to leak it, which is just the worst when somebody's trying to do something special. So here is a sample of the song.
So that's Scott, I'd imagine, on the vocals, and then what, I guess his son did the music? It's very, like, new wave, kind of like, do you remember that band it reminds me of? Do you remember this band right here? The Bravery?
Oh, yeah.
With an Honest Mistake? Let's see, I'll go ahead about it. Do you remember this one, Taryn?
Oh, yeah. It's vaguely familiar.
It kind of gives off that vibe, like that electronic drum, synthesizers.
Kind of like a nod to the 80s a little bit.
I bet you remember this part.
This is a toe tapper.
It is a toe tapper.
It really is.
I'm surprised you don't remember that one.
I'm not super familiar.
I feel like that band, like once they had that song as a hit, like a million bands tried to sound like that, and that song reminds me a little bit of it.
So Noah Weiland, he was 14 when his dad, Scott, passed away back in 2015.
I can't believe we're coming up on 10 years since Scott passed.
Unreal. And so this kind of got us thinking about some of the other cool songs out there that feature parents and their kids.
Yes. And so I went through, I was like trying to think of like which ones would be notable. I think the most memorable one, and it's kind of similar to what he just did, that they grabbed some old audio, mashed it together to create a brand new song. I think you'll remember this one.
Unforgettable.
Sorry, do you know this one?
No, not at all.
Danny? Nat King Cole? Natalie Cole?
I don't even know who Nat King Cole is.
Cole.
Like Old King Cole?
No, Old King Cole's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nat King Cole was like a crooner back in the day.
Yep.
And his daughter was a singer as well. And she grabbed old audio of her dad and remastered it and then did a duet with him, which was kind of cool.
And very, very well known and popular, you guys.
All right, I'm positive that you guys don't know this one. This is going to probably make us all feel a little bit old.
Like, oh my God. Like, totally.
You know Frank Zappa?
I've been going down a Zappa wormhole.
Frank Zappa's weird, man.
Oh, yeah.
And this is his daughter,
Moon Unit.
There's
also Dweezil. What was the other? Does he have three kids?
I think so. You know what the crazy part is? This was a top 40 hit. Okay, you don't know that one. All right, Danny, you suggested one when we were talking about this that involves your man, your hero, Mike Herrera from MXPX.
Yeah, he just released it recently. And it was it's him and his daughter doing Linoleum by NOFX.
That's me.
And how old is she?
She's 11.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And her name's Sailor?
Sailor, yeah, Sailor May.
Is that because she's Bremerton?
Probably.
That's me on the street with a
and he's playing guitar.
It's cool,
this,
man.
And doing backup vocals while she's singing.
I don't know if it's that when you become a parent and then all of a sudden you think about like these like father-daughter, father-son, mother-daughter, whatever, like collabs. It gives me goosebumps.
Dude, I wait for the day that I can do something like this with Lily. Because she's a singer. She wants to be a singer. She's like in vocal lessons. So I just want something like this to happen.
But she's going to make you do probably like a Katy Perry cover.
You know, and I'll take anything at this point, Steve.
Yeah, I guess something's better than nothing. But the one that blew me away, like actually stopped me in my tracks, and I had no idea that this guy covered a Pearl Jam song, and it's because of you, Taryn, that you're like, hey, have you heard this collaboration? Do you know who it is?
Is it the Willie and Lucas?
Yes.
And it's almost hard to tell which one is which when they're singing together.
I can kind of tell, because Lucas, I mean, they have a similar voice, but Lucas sounds younger for obvious reasons.
And Lucas can really turn up the Willie when he wants.
But the, excuse me? He can turn up what? I didn't see that in this music video.
Stay with me.
It's a Pearl Jam cover of Just Breathe. It's like 10 years old.
Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. And I come clean.
Sarah does not look impressed.
Oh, sorry. That nobody's, Willie's not twerking in the video. Lucas isn't pouring champagne on his dad.
I've got goosebumps over here, and Sarah's eyebrows are raised like, what the hell?
I wasn't going to say anything because I know Willie Nelson is, you know, whatever. But
you don't feel the voice, like the ragged voice that Willie Nelson has with these lyrics and his son? You don't.
I was
Do you not
thinking,
have a heart?
I was honestly thinking, like, oh, I don't think I like his voice very much. But I wasn't going to say anything, and then you called me out. Apparently, it was all over my face.
Oh, yeah, you don't have a poker face.
I think we're learning that Sarah does not like any kind of bluegrass, country, any kind of, like...
I think you're right, yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You see, probably Mumford & Sons is not your jam, I bet.
Not really, no.
No. You didn't feel that? The emotion.
No, I was so focused on his voice and how it was not great.
Why is he like 80 something years old?
You could tell. Sorry.
The Daily Migs Show.
This is the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW. It could have potentially been the weirdest plot for a superhero movie ever involving both Superman and Batman. Okay. It was about 10 years ago that the director Zack Snyder wanted to do a movie where Batman would impregnate Lois Lane, then he would die, and she would raise the child with Superman.
Could you repeat that again? Wait, what?
Batman would impregnate...
Zack Snyder is he's like the guy who did Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman and all
Justice
that.
Justice League. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's had his hand in the Batman and DC universe.
Yeah, so he wanted to really bring them together in this fun, you know, blended family situation where Batman would impregnate Lois Lane, he would die, and then she would raise the child with Superman.
I don't pay attention to the comics. Was this based off of... it sounds like this was just his idea. I don't think this was based off an actual moment in the comic world where, like, you know, this happened, where Batman didn't use his bat condoms and ended up not bat-pulling out or something. I don't know. Like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, Warner Brothers and DC called the idea super creepy.
I don't know if it's creepy. I think it's weird. I'd go see it. Would you not go see that?
I mean, probably.
Do you frame it as a comedy? I know it's a dark comedy.
Yeah, maybe a dark comedy. I could see that.
It's like the villain Nick Cannon, and he's like trying to impregnate her as well. Like, I don't know.
And it just so happens, I saw Sarah, you did a poll on Twitter yesterday. Did this have anything to do with this story?
Literally nothing to do with this story. It's just such a weird coincidence.
And Steve and I both voted in your poll yesterday.
Yes. So the husband, George, and I were watching, I don't know why, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, because I'd never seen it. And
well, who doesn't watch that every day?
Which is that's Zack Snyder directed.
Oh, yes, yes. Hey, Steve, sometimes it's hard for us to compromise on something to watch.
I feel you.
It's either his documentaries, which I hate, or all of my trashy TV, which he hates.
There's a reason why we watch Kids Baking Challenge all the time, because we both agree on that at least.
Yeah, so we agreed on this movie, and I asked George who he liked better, Batman versus Superman, and I thought it was a complete obvious answer.
See, I was wondering what the backstory was, is because I go on your Twitter yesterday, and I did vote. I didn't even bother to text you and be like, why are you doing this? You just wrote, settle this debate for me. Which superhero is better, and it's Batman or Superman?
Yes, and George said Batman.
Duh. That's what I said.
What? Oh my God, Superman all the way. I legit, like... judged him hard for this.
I mean, I just feel like I'm more attracted to Batman in general. It has nothing to do with the superhero. Yeah, same for Steve. It has nothing to do with their, you know, their superhero status. It's just who I'm more attracted to.
As a kid, I would have voted for Superman because Superman was the dude. You know, you grew up and I was like, he was just larger than life and he's like the man. But as I've gotten older, I realized Superman's rather boring.
No, okay. He can fly. He can shoot lasers and beams out of his eyes. What do you mean boring?
His personality. Like, there's not. Have you watched a Superman movie? Are you entertained by them?
I am. I watch all the shows too.
Batman's complex.
Also, yeah, he's got a rad car. Also, he lives in like a cave, which is really good for storing your wine, Sarah.
I mean, that's cool. But like actual Batman. Oh, yeah, Batman.
Like, see, that's the thing. I like his sexy voice.
I cannot handle him. He's boring. Besides all of his fun
things. He's got
things.
A butler.
Well, okay, his butler, his invisible car. Yeah, those are cool. But like his actual
He doesn't have an
being,
invisible car. Get with it.
Does he not?
No.
The Batmobile isn't invisible?
Not that I ever remember. No. Wonder Woman's got an invisible plane. You're screwing everything up.
That's why, because Batman sucks then.
Well, apparently 57% of your very formal poll are saying that Batman is a superior superhero.
I am really, really surprised by this.
But just look at the success of the two. I mean, the Batman movie franchise has dominated. Yeah. Whereas Superman, it's like every time you're just like, oh gosh, this sucks.
Yeah, but Superman has his own show on the CW. Superman and Lois.
No,
and
show of hands, who's watching that?
Me!
You're the only one with their hand up.
We're gauging somebody's coolness by their show on the CW.
There's been at least two seasons, okay? There's no Batman show right now.
Because he's dominating in movies. He doesn't need to step down and do television.
He wasn't even offered to do television.
Honestly, I put Blue Beetle ahead of Superman.
Yeah. I don't even know who Blue Beetle is.
It's a movie. It's a superhero, obviously, but it's the kid from Karate Kid is playing Blue Beetle.
It was actually pretty good.
And like, it's
okay.
It might be my favorite of all the DC movies, which isn't saying much. Well, Batman, I've put in its own world because those have been good, but all the other DC movies have kind of stunk.
Batman's
very
Blue Beetle's DC. Like. Thing. What's his shtick?
He's a badass. He's a Blue Beetle.
Well, what does he do? Does he like shoot venom? What does he do?
No, he's just like he's got like this super suit that makes him look kind of like a beetle because he's blue.
I keep just picturing really like a Volkswagen Beetle. It's like Herbie.
he just beat people down, but it's a teenager, so it's kind of a little bit got like that flavor of like a Spider-Man kind of like this comedic moment.
Okay, well, this is my homework assignment. I'm gonna watch the Blue Beetle over the weekend, Blue Beetle.
I think it's just Blue Beetle.
You're asking the wrong person.
And I'm asking a Batman fan.
Yeah. It is really like Spider-Man, I think. I love Spider-Man, but he's in a whole different world.
It's got, what's his face? George Lopez in it as well.
Yes. He's funny.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
But it's not nearly as good as Superman, so don't get your hopes up.
Which is
too
also
much.
Not nearly as good as Batman, but you know.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.